Thank you and good afternoon. The Redwood Community Service District has been working on preventing a sewage spill into the Eel River since early this morning. This problem started occurring from the result of a landslide where the sewer main crosses the river to the waste treatment plant. The RCSD has assembled the necessary resources to address the problem and began working on the issue around 8 o'clock this morning. The RCSD asked residents of Redway to conserve water and to minimize their use of Redway wastewater service while repairs are being made. The RCSD has also said that if there's a major break in the line, that they will be forced to shut down water delivery to all of Redway, and residents should be prepared for this situation to continue through the weekend. The deputy and the woman who were a part of a deputy-involved shooting in McKinleyville back on December 15th have been identified. Deputy Scott Aponte, a 7-year employee of the sheriff's office, conducted a traffic stop on a vehicle containing 23-year-old Michael Barrett and 25-year-old Andrea Hunsucker. Hunsucker, who was driving the vehicle, pulled into a private driveway in the 2300 block of Chapel Road, and during the traffic stop, Hunsucker backed her vehicle towards Aponte, and Aponte discharged his firearm, striking Hunsucker in her left wrist. Barrett would flee the scene on foot before he was eventually located by law enforcement and Hunsucker was taken to the hospital. The sheriff's office will be requesting a warrant for Hunsucker's arrest for reckless driving and evading a peace officer. She is currently on Eureka's most wanted list for 6 separate warrants. The critical incident response team determined that Aponte didn't violate any procedures or policies. Tuesday afternoon, deputies from the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office were called to the 17,000 block of Van Arsdale Road in Potter Valley to arrest a man who was detained by a couple. A woman came home at just after 5 o'clock and saw a man, Eugene Peterson, inside her residence. When the woman contacted Peterson, she tried to talk to him and asked him to leave, but Peterson became more aggressive and brandished a handgun at the woman. The woman's husband came to the residence, and Peterson confronted the husband outside while he brandished his handgun and ordered him to leave. At that point, the husband left and called 911 to report what had happened and returned to the residence. Peterson fired several shots in the husband's direction, and the wife attempted to escape, but Peterson caught her and dragged her back to the house, struggling for the handgun. The husband then tackled Peterson and disarmed him, and he was physically restrained until deputies arrived. During a motion hearing Tuesday, 45-year-old Gary Lee Bullock pled not guilty in the murder of Father Eric Freed by reason of insanity. Bullock has denied all allegations against him in the murder, and if found guilty, Bullock could possibly face a lifetime commitment in a state hospital. The jury selection for Bullock will still be on March 2nd, and Judge John Feeney and attorneys have met at 4 this afternoon and are currently discussing this matter further. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The 2014 and 2015 fiscal year has shown some deficits, but in the same token, it has also displayed increases in some areas. Tony Smithers with the Visitors Bureau explained on Talk Shop how Humboldt County and the city of Eureka in particular are happy about the transient occupancy tax and bed tax, which increased by 10% for the fiscal year.
Yeah, they were happy with the TOT numbers, or the bed tax numbers are the things that they probably watch most closely. And not only did they have at least a 10% increase for the fiscal year, but even the first quarter of this year, which is our summer, was a huge, strong growth. And that's when it's hard to grow because we're already at our best.
Smithers mentioned that there were a lot of factors that attributed to the increase, including new inventory, citing the Holiday Inn that opened up last summer in Eureka. Congressman Jared Huffman reintroduced a bill to Congress to modernize the Army Corps of Engineers reservoir operations. The proposed bill, known as the Forecast Act, will bring the reservoir operations in line with modern science, save water, and help communities through extreme weather conditions such as droughts. The Army Corps of Engineers operates many of its reservoirs, which is critical for the water supply of cities and towns throughout the country, some of which are on outdated and obsolete water control manuals as much as 60 years old, and Huffman said this bill would update those manuals. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.